Earlier this month, Southern California was rocked by two of the largest earthquakes the region has experienced in 20 years. For one man, Jacob Margolis, the aftermath of the 6.4 and 7.1 magnitude tremors was a rare opportunity. It was a chance to remind fellow Los Angeles residents about seismic safety, because few Californians are prepared for a much bigger catastrophic quake, which seismologists say is on the way. Here's our North America correspondent, James Glenday.
Out in the middle of the desert, 160 miles away from where you're standing, there are two enormous tectonic plates that have been trying to slide past each other for millions of years. But they're stuck. Today, they slip.
That's Jacob Margolis describing a moment many in Los Angeles have buried somewhere deep in the back of their minds. The start of a massive earthquake that's long been dubbed the Big One.
There's a huge quake on the San Andreas Fault in Southern California every 100 years or so. We haven't had one for about 160.
Earlier this year, the journalist at KPCC Radio released this podcast on how to survive the coming catastrophe. And right now, he's in high demand. Interest in the Big One has spiked following two recent strong tremors that rattled the region.
It's going to take probably, I think, 48 to 72 hours is a good estimate. Probably closer to 72 for outside help to get in. And so you'll see roads severed, train lines will be severed.
About 1,800 people will also die, some from the inevitable building collapses, some will burn.
You have a number of both electrical and gas fires that break out. And when those fires break out, they spread very, very fast. And we do not have enough emergency responders to respond to all the problems that will break out in all of those fires. And, you know, even the mayor of Los Angeles says that's one of his greatest fears. And if it hit in like September or October when it's hot and it's like windy, you know, just like our hills, like neighborhoods are going to burn.
Oh, and the water pipes will probably be cracked. Some roads will be impassable. And so putting the fires out could be tough. But for the vast majority of people, the biggest challenges will come in the weeks afterwards.
I mean, there's certain things like people won't have access to hospitals. Hospitals will be overrun. There's many hospitals in the state that are actually not seismically okay. And in addition to that, like, you won't have access to emergency services for a period of time after the quake. You're going to have to be self-sufficient, and that's really scary too.
Getting a badly crippled Southern California through such a challenging period requires preparation, like bookcases screwed to walls, glass objects removed from key walkways in buildings, a few weeks of water and food per household, not to mention basic medical supplies. Though nowhere near enough people already.
I think people struggle, and this is myself included. I lived through the 1994 earthquake, Northridge earthquake here in Los Angeles. That was supremely destructive. People died. I was pushed out of my home as a kid, and I still didn't have any of my resources ready when I started this podcast. And the reason is because you don't know when this earthquake is coming, and so people kind of push it off. The problem with this, it could literally happen at any time. It could happen while we're recording this right now.
It didn't, obviously, and it might not for decades. But on the 4th of July, when the earth started to shake and a magnitude 7.1 tremor struck, Mr. Margolis felt calm and prepared. He knew he'd be okay. And in this fleeting period of heightened fear in the region, he's urging everyone to get ready now.
It cost me $58 to go out and buy enough water for 2.5 weeks for a family of three. And like, if you don't have that kind of money, I think it might be worth saving up and making that investment, because you're going to be so much better off if you have those basic things.
And that report from our North America correspondent, James Glenday.